And the time at KIXI now 5 minutes before 10.
Now, the Bob Roberts Commentary, brought to you by Lyle Moving and Storage, your North American Van Lines agent serving homes and industry throughout the West. Today's commentary right after this word from Lyle.
This is Bob Roberts for Lyle North American Moving and Storage, stepping out of bounds, as it were, to congratulate the Seattle Seahawks for some impressive performances this season. Now, it would be ludicrous to expect the Seahawks to take part in the Super Bowl this year. That's simply not the nature of fledgling NFL franchises. I see this as being analogous to the moving and storage business. A newcomer to the field cannot provide the kind of efficient, personalized service that makes for success, not until he knows the playbook by heart, and that takes years. Veterans like Wendell Lyle, founder of Lyle Moving and Storage, have been in the business longer than most of today's NFL teams, including consistent winners like Minnesota and Oakland. The point is, when you place your moving or storage business with Lyle, you're dealing with an established team that knows all the moves. And that's a winning combination you and the Seahawks can appreciate.
Lyle Moving and Storage, the North American way.
I wonder whether it has occurred to you that in all strikes involving teachers, there seems to be one note of commonality that has nothing whatever to do with the issues at dispute. I am speaking of the practice of ignoring court decisions that hold some strikes to be illegal, and in such cases, the now predictable defiance on the part of teachers of court orders to return to work. The court invariably presents the strikers the choice of obeying its order or of being held in contempt, with the threat of fine or imprisonment or both. But have you heard of any strikers actually going to jail for refusal to obey the court? Have you heard of any stiff penalties being levied against the National Education Association or any of its affiliated groups for refusal to observe the law? To the contrary, few strikes of this nature are ever settled without a stipulation in the final agreement that there must be no penalties whatever levied against those involved, and the court supinely goes along. I mention this business because in all matters, excluding their own, of course, that involve activities by public officials, school teachers have been right up at the head of the pack with demands that the law should apply equally to everyone, to the powerful as well as to the weak. But where are these pleaders for unfavored justice for all when the head of their own union local takes it into his head to tell the district court to go to hell? Are they out there parading up and down in front of the courthouse, demanding that the recalcitrant be given accommodations at the Iron Hotel? Don't be silly. They're too busy drafting the amnesty clause for insertion in the final settlement. And when one asks them how come they think a court order shouldn't be just as binding on them as the one under which a former president, say, was obliged to surrender certain tapes and documents, they turn hostile. We have as much right as anyone else to settle our grievances by collective bargaining, they will say, or some other memorable lines learned by rote and repeated like parrots. And if one follows that by noting that in this case the court by its order had dismissed the right to strike, that what we're talking about is obeying the law, well, one exposes himself to another barrage of non sequiturs and phony justifications. And later, when the strike is over and no one has gone to jail for defying the court, some of these same people will no doubt be back lecturing their classes upon the unjust rules that allow wealthy individuals and corporations to pay no taxes, and the wicked laws that send the poor to jail for paltry infractions while the rich and powerful get away with murder. The law should be made to apply equally and without favor to everyone, they will say, and their consciences suffer nary a twinge. This is Bob Roberts.
The Bob Roberts Commentary is brought to you twice each day by Lyle Moving and Storage, your North American Van Lines agent in Seattle and throughout the West. If you'd like a copy of today's commentary, just call KIXI during business hours at Main 36910.
News coming up next on KIXI. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with partial afternoon clearing, increasing chance of rain tomorrow night and Thursday. Highs near 60 and lows in the upper 40s. And in downtown Seattle currently, it's 53 degrees.
Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, Seattle.
And the news. Next on KIXI, the time now is 10 p.m.
CBS News. Posters are appearing in China depicting the execution of the four radicals, including the wife of former chairman Mao Zedong, who allegedly sought to gain control of that country. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. However, the actual fate of the four is still to be determined, as Mike Shenoy reports from Hong Kong.
Foreign correspondents in Peking report that the Central Committee of China's ruling Communist Party may meet shortly to decide the fate of four ousted radical leaders. The four, including Chairman Mao's widow, Jiang Qing, have been under arrest for nearly 3 weeks, charged with plotting a coup d'etat. But so far, there's been no official word on what's going to happen to them. The journalists say the Central Committee will probably decide not to execute the four, even though there appears to be considerable support within the Communist Party for such a move. Instead, the correspondents say, the feeling in Peking is that the radicals will probably be exiled to some remote province. This would be in keeping with the relatively lenient policy that newly appointed party chairman Hua Guofeng appears to have adopted towards the leftists. And it would indicate that the political defeat of Mrs. Mao and her three comrades will probably not lead to a nationwide purge of all suspected radicals. Mike Chinoy for CBS News, Hong Kong.
The Washington Post reports in Wednesday's edition that South Korean President Park oversaw a program of alleged payoffs to U.S. congressmen. The newspaper says intelligence reports, including material from electronic eavesdropping at South Korea's presidential residence, appear to be the basis of the information. More CBS News after this.
I guess I'm lucky. My family's always been healthy. Oh, a touch of constipation now and then, but we've got X-Lax for that.
When you need a laxative, shouldn't your first choice be the one more families buy than any other? That's today's X-Lax. Families like the chocolated taste. You'll like the way X-Lax works, gently overnight for relief in the morning. Next time, make gentle chocolated X-Lax your first choice for occasional use only as directed.
We've always been healthy, and X-Lax is part of that.
Hello, everyone. Ron Swoboda here for the CBS Radio Network's Worldwide Sports, heard weekday evenings on most of these stations. Right now, though, I'm here with a double-barreled salute for two of our radio affiliates celebrating their 40th anniversaries tonight. Our best wishes go to CBS Radio Network station KVCV in Redding, California, and to station WAYX, celebrating 40 years of service in Waycross, Georgia. To the management and staff of KVCV and WAYX, our heartiest congratulations from the CBS Radio Network.
Messrs. Ford and Carter campaigned Tuesday in Illinois. That state, with its 26 electoral votes, is considered crucial. So are New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Wednesday, Mr. Ford travels to Atlantic City and Philadelphia. Mr. Carter stops in New York and Pittsburgh, part of the final drive for the big votes. A federal court has ruled that the Nixon White House tapes from the Watergate trial may be made public. The presiding judge says the court still has to establish guidelines on how the tapes can be distributed. Attorneys for former President Nixon say they will appeal the decision. The court held that the public has a right to hear the tapes. They were part of the court evidence, as long as no one makes a profit from the distribution. Officials of the Teamsters Union say 11 of the 15 trustees of the $1.5 billion pension fund for the Central, Southeast, and Southwest areas have resigned. The union announced the resignation amid continuing federal inquiries into alleged corruption and ties to organized crime in the pension system. The Arab Summit meeting in Cairo has ended without a resolution to the crucial question of who will supply the troops to maintain peace in Lebanon. Syria now has 21,000 troops in Lebanon and refuses to remove any manpower. Pro-Palestinian countries demanded that only one-third of the peacekeeping force be Syrian. The failure to reach a compromise leaves it up to Syria whether to continue peace efforts or mount a new offensive in Lebanon. Reports from southern Lebanon say Syrian soldiers and Lebanese Christians clashed Tuesday for the first time. Syria is reportedly angered at the Christian effort to drive the Palestinians out of southern Lebanon, which borders Israel. More after this.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's Contact. It contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. Think about that the next time you're sick. Sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as direct.
I'm Denny Bracken of Meet the Cook, with a reminder today instead of a recipe. On November 2nd, 1920, the big news was not so much that Harding defeated Cox for president, but that the word spread so quickly through a brand new gadget called radio. Well, today, instant replay is taken for granted. But election results depend on who votes November 2nd. Vote, and then hear your vote count election night. Stay with CBS News coverage on the CBS Radio Network.
With the United States abstaining, the United Nations General Assembly has unanimously approved a resolution declaring invalid South Africa's granting of independence to the Black Homeland of Transkei. The preliminary round of the peace conference in Geneva to choose an interim multiracial government in Rhodesia appears deadlocked. Black leaders have rejected the U.S. plan and say they will negotiate only with Britain and with the Smith government on the battlefield. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
KIXI Seattle, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with partial afternoon clearing. Increasing chance of rain tomorrow night and Thursday. The highs near 60 and lows in the upper 40s. And in downtown Seattle currently, it's 53 degrees. Taking a look at sports briefly, the National Basketball Association this evening, Indiana dumped the Seattle Supersonics 120-90. Elsewhere, it was Philadelphia 111, New Orleans 101. In overtime, Kansas City 117, Los Angeles 115. Chicago beat Milwaukee 90-88. Atlanta 122, San Antonio 114. And the New York Knicks defeated Buffalo 118-104. Turning to hockey in the NHL, the Rangers over Cleveland 5-2, St. Louis down to Vancouver 5-2. In the WHA, Cincinnati 1, New England nothing, Quebec over Phoenix 11-3. Houston 3, Edmonton 1, and Minnesota over San Diego by a score of 3-1. CBS Radio Mystery Theater coming up next on KIXI. It's now 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. If we know anything at all, it's the fact that we probably don't know anything. In medicine, yesterday's cure can become today's killer. In life, yesterday's villain can become today's hero. What can you depend on? Whom can you trust? Yourself? Who are you? What are you? Follow these questions to their logical conclusion, and you may get the shock of your life.
Would you please tell the court, what do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed.
And what is your profession, your trade? Isn't it a fact that you live by picking up lonesome middle-aged women, home, and then rob them?
No, that's
You're
a lie.
You're also able to blackmail them.
No, it's not true.
Unfortunately, in this case, Mrs. Wilson's husband came home unexpectedly.
No.
And you had to kill him.
Now, look, I'm being framed. Can't you see that, Your Honor? I'm being framed.
The state rests.
Mystery drama Lovers and Killers was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Buy a Buick Opel anytime and you get a sensational little car. One that's comfortable, fun to drive, built by Isuzu, and equipped with things like a four-cylinder overhead cam Hemi engine, a short-throw four-speed manual transmission, plus reclining bucket seats, tinted glass, and rack and pinion steering. But for those of you who buy one between now and October 31st, there's a special offer that goes with it. Buick will reimburse you for 200 gallons of gasoline. And with 200 gallons of gas in a new Opel, you can do a lot of driving. Of course, your mileage may vary, but at the estimated EPA city mileage alone of 23 miles per gallon, that's 4,600 miles. And on the highway, Opel's EPA estimate is 36 miles per gallon. Not bad, hmm? The Buick Opel Gas Offer. See your Buick Opel dealer soon for details and make your best deal. You'll get a great little car that gives you what you pay for and 200 gallons of gas from Buick. In California, EPA estimates are lower.
Okay, Marion, hand me the paddle.
But, Teddy, that river looks so nasty.
Yeah, a a bit rugged, all right. Nothing I can't handle, though.
Yeah, but you've never done this sort of thing before, and I think...
First time for everything, Marion. It takes a little guts.
Well, I just don't think you're doing...
Man needs a little excitement in his life, Marion. Good for the soul.
Howard won't like it if you bang up his canoe.
I won't. Now, give me a push. Easy.
But you're like this.
Ah, stop it, Marion. I'm a grown man.
Ted's off on a great adventure.
Geronimo!
Well, he may not survive. Not that it's foolish to shoot the rapids, just foolish for a complete novice like Ted. If you want a little excitement in your boating recreation, that's fine. But the American Red Cross urges you to protect yourself with knowledge, skill, and the proper safety equipment.
Whoa!
After all, why do it the hard way?
Nothing, said Benjamin Franklin, is certain but death and taxes. Of all the founding fathers, he was the wisest. But he should have known better. It's all very well to nod wisely, take a philosophical pull at one's pipe, and to compare truth to a quicksilver that can never quite be grasped. But there are, unfortunately, basic truths and complete certainties which have to be arrived at, especially if you are required to decide the question of life or death.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the charge. You will now retire to consider your verdict.
As foreman, it's my suggestion we begin by taking a vote and see how we stand. Now, to just write down on a piece of paper, innocent or guilty, and pass them up here. Now, let's see. I've got three innocents, three guilties, six don't knows. And I guess we got to talk about it. Go in order. I'm juror number one, but I'm foreman, so we'll start with juror number two. That's you, Mr. Miller. What would you like to say?
What would I like to say? I'd like to say goodbye. That's what I'd like to say. Goodbye, farewell, adios, so long. What am I doing here? Where do I come off being on a jury? Who needed this? I'm a chump, that's what I am.
Mr. Miller, what do you think?
I pass. So, the vote's 3-3, 6 undecided. I'll wait to see which way it goes. Do I vote guilty? The guy can get life. Maybe the chair. And suppose he's innocent. What if I vote innocent? He goes free. And what if he really is guilty? I don't need this. Vicky, I just don't need this.
Yes, you do, David.
I need this like I need a case of jaundice.
Oh.
Vicky, I don't want any part of jury duty.
Why not?
I don't have the time. I'm going to get out of it.
David, it's your duty as a citizen.
Oh, hold it. I'll put on a record of the Star Spangled Banner.
David, listen.
Hello, Chuck. Listen, Chuck, do me a favor. You got all the connections in the world, and I got a summons for jury duty. Now, how do I kill
David.
It?
David.
What? What do you mean it can't be fixed? Everything can be... All right. Okay, look, you'll have me in tears. Yeah, sure. Sure. Bye. He says I've got to get out of it myself.
David, tell me why.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do I have to explain it to you? This court where I have to report, they try murder cases. I could get stuck for weeks, months.
Look, David, I'm going to say this once. Each of us is something more than what he does for a living. Each of us is part of something that's more important than any of us. Part of a society. And we have to pay our dues to that society.
Hey, word for word, the second act curtain speech you did in Lovers and Killers.
Oh.
Honey, you can still get that dark, rich quality in your voice. Come on back. Do a play.
I won't say another word.
Vicky, I just can't spare the time.
You can get out of it, all right? When they question you, you can say you've been influenced one way or another. Oh, 100 things. You can get out of it.
And, baby, I will.
Oh, but please, David, don't. Oh, honey, there's things that all of us simply have to do. Or nothing will matter anymore.
David Michael Miller, El Chumpo. That's me. On account of her, I played it straight. 20 years, an actor's actor, now I have a chance to make a fortune, something brand new, a singing act, a booking in Las Vegas. And where am I? In a jury room. I ask you, is that fair?
Why don't we all take a break and relax over a cup of coffee? Dave Miller?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you on the QT. Dave, last vote was 6-5, one undecided. That's you.
I know.
Now, you can decide here and now how long this trial's gonna run.
Me?
Yeah. It's a funny thing. It's all psychological. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, if you make it 7-5, we'll have a majority. And more important, a majority philosophy. See what I mean? A couple of the fives could have gone either way. Now, when they see a wind blowing steady in one direction, we could be 8-4, 9-3, even 10-2 by supper time. Tomorrow morning, we could wind it up. You see?
Yeah.
You know. Now, on the other hand, you make it 6-6. You could establish a deadlock philosophy. People get hardened in their attitudes, and we can be here forever. You want that to happen?
No.
Now, the first thing you got to realize, you got to move off the undecided.
Yeah, I realize that.
You got to get off the fence, you know. Now, the defendant, is he guilty or innocent? What do you really think?
What do I really think? I don't know what I think.
Well, you go through that transcript again. You got to make up your mind. Maybe it can be changed later, but you got to come to some decision.
Okay, I'll try to figure it out somehow. Maybe if I go through it all over again, all over again.
Court, your full name?
Richard... Richard Frederick Lenz.
You're a police officer attached to the North Precinct?
Yes, sir, I am.
And can you tell us where you were at 11 p.m. on the night of the 24th?
Yes, sir. I was driving a squad car on regular patrol. I received a radio message to proceed immediately to 81 Brentwood Lane. There was a report of a fight in progress.
How far were you from that address when the message arrived?
Less than 2 minutes. I pulled up, got out of the car, and I heard a shot.
No! No! Don't kill him! Don't kill him!
Open up! Open it! I'm a police officer!
Don't
you. Open the door! It's the police!
Oh, my husband!
Open the door!
The back way! He's running out the back way!
You there! Halt! Stop! That's a warning. Now freeze. That's it. Now just keep your hands up high and don't move.
And who was that man?
The defendant there.
Howard Ingleside?
Yes, sir.
And he had the gun.
Look, I admit I had the gun. I was so confused. I didn't realize.
Mr. Ingleside, I must ask you to remain silent.
Your Honor, I never denied I had the
you
gun.
You will
I...
have your turn. Continue, Mr. District Attorney.
What did you do then, officer?
I brought him back inside the house. The victim, Mr. Wilson, was lying on the floor, dead. And Mrs. Wilson, she must have fainted because she was on the floor, too.
And that's exactly what happened?
Yes, sir, that's what you'll find in my report.
Well, thank you, Officer Lenz. The people call Mrs. Myra Wilson. Mrs. Wilson, what happened the night of the 24th?
Oh, please, I find it so hard to talk.
Yes, we realize that, Mrs. Wilson. We know it's difficult, but it's necessary. We shall be as brief as possible. The night of the 24th.
The night of the 24th. That night I was alone in the house, and I wasn't accustomed. Well, you see, Gerald, my husband, my late husband, he'd never leave me alone because I'm frightened. I can't help it. I'm a person whom everything frightens. I've always been that way. Maybe it's a sickness, but I just have to live with it. Well, I was sitting in the living room, reading, and I thought I heard... I thought my heart would stop. I was so frightened. It was a noise, but I thought I'd have to scream or call for the police, but suddenly the phone rang. Hello?
Myra?
Oh, Gerald. Oh, Gerald, darling.
Myra, what is it?
There's someone in the house.
Myra, are you sure? Are you sure it's not your imagination?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, don't be frightened.
I'll try.
Look, this was an extremely important meeting.
Oh, I understand.
And it's just winding up. I'll be through here in a little while. Darling, you're just going to have to learn to cope.
Yes.
Why don't you listen to some music?
Yes, dear.
Really, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes, Gerald.
Goodbye, darling. I'll be home before you know it.
Goodbye. Gerald's right. He's right. I've just simply got to get up. Who's there? Who's there? There's no one here. It's the roof. It's the wind. It's... Who are you?
Shut up.
Who are you?
Get away from that phone.
Please. Who are you? What do you want? Don't hurt me.
Shut up. Look, let's turn this on. Play some music. There you are now. Just relax.
Please, we have no money in the house. I have my purse here. Here's $20. Just take it. I don't have any jewels or anything.
Just shut up, please.
Do you want silver? We have silver. We have a sterling silver service for eight, and it's hardly ever been used. Take it.
No, I don't want your silver.
Oh, then what do you want?
I want you to come over here, huh?
No.
Baby?
No, you don't want me. You wouldn't want me. I'm a middle-aged woman.
I said come here.
No. Oh, don't kill me. Please.
I don't want to kill you, baby.
I'll die of shame.
Will you calm down?
Please.
Relax.
My husband, he's on his way home. He carries a gun. He'll kill you.
Nothing to be scared of.
If he finds you here, he'll kill you. So get away. Please, get away.
Will you shut up?
No, help.
Let go of her.
Gerald. He's going to
kill him.
Look out, Gerald. Be careful.
Drop that gun, buddy. Drop it. Help me, Myra. Help me. Now we'll see who killed... Oh.
Don't kill him! Don't kill him!
Open up! Open up! It's a police officer!
You killed him!
Open the door! It's the police!
Oh, my husband has been murdered!
And then, Mrs. Wilson?
He ran out the back and I screamed at her. That's all I know.
But she is lying! That's not how it happened. Your Honor, I didn't break into the house.
You will have your turn on the stand.
Your Honor, she picked me up in a bar near where they live.
Order!
Yes, indeed. Order. And what order of proceedings are taking place here? Do you see where this is going? Well, that's why we have courts of law. And trials and testimony to establish the truth. Truth. Keep that concept uppermost. And I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Come on, hold the flashlight up here.
You're gonna break the window?
Got it, they got them all locked.
Easy.
Okay, I'm gonna lift the window now, and you crawl. Let's go!
This is the sound of a remarkable burglar alarm system that doesn't cost very much. It's the home alarm set from Master Lock, the name that means security. Most of the cost of a professionally installed system isn't in the hardware, it's in the labor. With the Master Lock home alarm set, everything is pre-wired, simply snaps together. So you save yourself the labor charge, a reward for being handy. The Master Home Alarm Set is a low-cost way to get high-quality burglar protection. It can save you a lot now and maybe a lot more later. For the Master Lock Alarm dealer nearest you, call this toll-free number, 800-528-6050. 800-528-6050. Call tonight and sleep tight tomorrow night.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals his word. God appeared to Ezekiel in a vision. The heavens opened and Ezekiel beheld a whirlwind, a great cloud and a fire unfolding itself with winged creatures within wheels, wheels within wheels. God spoke and proclaimed Ezekiel a prophet and sent him to speak in his name to the people of Israel. God can come to man in dreams and visions and can speak to him in signs and wonders. For your free booklet on dreams and visions, write to the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
Justice, it is said, is truth in action. Well, we're in the right place. We're in a court of law where a man is being tried for murder. And we're seeing it all through the eyes of juror number two, Mr. David Michael Miller. The problem is, although he's looking very hard, he can't be sure of what he's seeing.
Miss Wilson, prior to the time the defendant broke into your home, had you ever seen him before?
Him? That man?
Yes, Miss Wilson, that man seated at the table. The defendant, Howard Ingleside.
No, I never saw him before in my life.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilson. We can all appreciate how difficult this must be. I have no further questions.
Dave Miller?
Yeah.
Dave, I think it's time we had another vote, but,
What?
Well, I've been sounding out the others. It's still 6-5, so unless you're willing to move off dead center, there's no use.
Mr. Foreman, I just started reading this transcript again, and, Well, why don't you have everyone read it through again?
All right, Dave. Nobody's pushing you at this time.
Why don't I vote one way or the other? Everybody's looking at me, waiting for me. If I vote, no matter how, I can break this jam. We can be out of here in a day, 2 days tops. Why don't I vote? Because I don't know how to vote. I just went over her story again. Let me go over his story again.
I just happened to stop in at this bar. It was kind of crowded, you know. And, I saw her. That is, I saw a girl sitting all the way over at the end of the bar. She gave me the eye, so I moved in. When I got close up, I saw maybe she wasn't such a girl, but good-looking enough. The kind that's out for a little fun, you know. So I said, hi.
Hi, yourself.
What do you say to a little drink?
Hello, little drink.
Ooh. You know all the answers.
You know all the questions.
Come in here often?
Hmm? First time.
First time for me, too. Bartender. Same way again. What's your name?
Myra.
Miss Myra or Mrs.?
Ms.
Call me Howard.
Howard. Myra and Howard. That would be a new combo. We've had John and Mary and George and Martha and now. Howard and Myra.
It's got a kind of a ring to it.
What do you do, Howard?
Nothing.
Oh, I see. You go to bars and pick up lonely, middle-aged ladies.
Beats going on welfare. Besides, you don't look so middle-aged.
You know what Ben Franklin said? Always make love to an older woman. She'll be so grateful.
Really? Did Ben Franklin say that?
Oh, could have been H.L. Mencken or Voltaire. Have you ever read anything by Voltaire?
No.
Ever read anything by anybody?
Not an awful lot.
Oh, good-looking fella like you. You should have gone to college. You might have gone far.
Oh, I did go to college. I went there to play football.
Oh, and were you a hero?
Didn't get the chance. See, I broke a leg. I was never the same afterwards.
Oh, and then what did you do?
Hit you in the Marines.
And after that?
I took this job, picking up lonely middle-aged ladies in saloons.
What do you think of this place?
It's crowded.
Noisy.
I think the guy cuts the booze.
We deserve better.
What'd you have in mind?
Come with me. How's this?
Well, nice layout.
You like classical music?
Whatever turns you on, baby.
Hey, drink up.
You, live here alone?
Mm-mm. Friend husband.
Ooh, and where is friend husband this evening?
Portland.
Maine or Oregon?
He told me, but I forgot.
Well, they're both about the same distance from here.
Well, here's to Portland.
And here's to us.
Come over here.
Meet me halfway?
Let's take it from there.
And, friend husband?
Not due till Friday night.
That's 3 days from now.
Or maybe Saturday. I forget which.
I just hate to have him walk in, you know?
You could break friend husband in half.
That's not the point.
Oh, but it is the point. Oh, yes, indeed. It's very much the point. You see, what I'm stuck with is Melvin W. Milquetoast. I was very young when I married friend husband.
Honey, I can see a crying Jack coming on.
I was in college, and he was rich. Very rich.
Yeah, baby, why don't we just leave him in Portland?
My mama said to me, "Dear, you'll have everything your heart desires. Money, clothes, beautiful house, servants."
Yeah, servants. Incidentally, where are they? Servants?
Maid's night out. She and I both take Thursdays off. I don't know where she goes. Mm. And I can tell you, she doesn't know where I go.
Well, bottoms up.
You know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Myra Wilson. I'm Mrs. Gerald Prescott Wilson. Ah, I am the president of the United League. I am secretary of the Willard County Poetry Society. You know I write poetry?
Is that a fact?
I am very active in every imaginable community project. And do you know why?
Why?
It's his fault. No, it's not his fault. He can't help himself. It's my mother's fault. My mother convinced me to marry him, and after I did, I said to her, "Mom, there's no excitement with him."
Yeah, I know
and
what
Mama
you mean.
Said, she said that sort of thing isn't really very important. Oh, I need a drink.
Hey, baby, you may have had enough.
Howard, please believe me.
I believe you, baby.
No, you don't. I haven't told you anything yet.
You've told me everything. Friend husband isn't exciting, so what can you do for excitement? You have to take it where you find it, right?
But I'm not like other women who sit around in a bar.
Oh, of course not.
Don't make fun of me, Hal. Why did he marry me if he wasn't interested? If he didn't care about that?
Well, baby, why did you stay with him?
Well, that's a good question. But what else is there for me to do? Get a job. But at what? You know what it is to be my age and unmarried? No, at least this way I misses somebody. Howard.
Hmm?
Howard, could you love me?
Honey, I can give you references. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Oh, no, I mean love me, Howard. I don't mean just tonight. Oh, Howard, I need somebody.
I need somebody so badly.
Sure, baby, sure.
Hold me in your arms.
Of course.
Am I attractive?
Oh, baby, you're beautiful.
Am I desirable?
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say another word.
Howard, let me confess something
later,
to you.
Later, later,
this
baby.
Is the first time I ever...
That doesn't matter.
Oh, it matters. I've gone to bars, you know, every Thursday night, and I'd sit there. But this is the first time I ever brought anyone home.
Sure, I understand that.
Howard, oh, love me. Love me.
What the devil is this?
Jerry. Jerry.
Hey, ain't you supposed to be in Portland?
Gerald, this is,
This is you. This is up to your old tricks.
Well, folks, three's a crowd.
I decided not to go to the convention.
Yeah, see you folks around.
Oh, no, Howard, don't go.
Don't go.
You'll kill me.
Well, sure,
please,
but I can't really...
Please, Howard, don't go.
Young man, I don't know who you are, and it doesn't make any difference. I have nothing against you. You could have been anyone. It isn't your fault. I don't even blame you. That's pretty broad-minded. I
must ask you to leave.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, good night.
Please, don't let him kill me.
Look, he's not going to kill
will.
You.
No, he will. He will.
Okay.
He said he would. He said the next time.
The next time? What? You mean he's come home unexpected from Portland before?
Young men, leave this house at once.
No, please, Howard, help me.
If you want to watch this.
Watch.
Watch me shoot my wife.
In that drawer, he keeps a gun. Gerald,
hey,
please.
Hey, well, young man. Look, Mr. Hey, one of those things can go off and kill people, you know?
Yes, of course.
Don't, Howard. I don't want to die.
Look, Mr., we ought to talk it over.
What?
Right?
Talk what over? She's trash and you know it.
Well, still,
don't, Gerald, please, don't.
You deserve it.
I'll never do it again.
Oh, I've heard
that before. Never.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm glad. I'm finally doing what has to be done.
Gerald, you'll be so proud of me.
There's a law, my dear Myra, against adultery. A law. And how many times have you broken it?
Well, as far
please.
As that goes, Jerry, you know there's a law against murder.
Keep out of this.
Please.
Mister, you're
listen
not going
to
kill
him,
her.
Jerry, please.
Young man, you don't know what she's done.
It doesn't matter what she's done. You've never killed anybody. You don't know what it is.
That's enough.
Listen to him.
You'll have nightmares,
Jerry,
all your life.
I don't care.
I'll change. I promise you. You'll see. We'll have a wonderful life together. I'll be someone absolutely different.
It's too late,
please,
Myra.
Jerry,
hey, this
please.
Guy is crazy. He's ran back.
Please.
Will you put down that gun?
Don't make me kill you, too.
Put it down. I didn't murder anybody.
Murderer.
Listen, I had to do
murderer.
This to save your life.
Murderer.
I am getting out of here.
The back way. He's running out the back way.
Well, we've heard the last scene told three times. Once by the police officer, once by Myra Wilson, and now by Howard Ingleside. Everyone who has seen it differently. How did you see it? Someone is telling the truth, but who? I'll be back with Act 3 in just a few moments.
There's the bell class. Settle down.
I have bronchial asthma, but I also have a class to teach, so I take Bronchate tablets. They help keep my occasional asthma attacks away for hours. Primatine tablets, they worked, but Bronchate has an extra ingredient to help get rid of congestion. And with asthma, getting rid of bronchial congestion is really important. Bronchate helps me breathe easy for hours.
Bronchate tablets do more to let you breathe easier. Use only as directed.
You may feel it's an embarrassing subject, but since one out of every three people suffers hemorrhoid symptoms at some time, you should know about Preparation H. Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from occasional pain and itch in many cases. But Preparation H does more. Actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. With so many having the problem, it's comforting to know that Preparation H helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues. Ointment or suppositories. Use only as directed.
Think about it. Is your fire extinguisher within easy reach? And do you really know how to use it? Last year, over 2.5 million kitchen fire victims wished they had thought about it. Unfortunately, many small fires that start here in the kitchen turn into devastating blazes. Underwriters Laboratories field engineer Ray McNabb says that's because people try to fight kitchen fires with water.
Cooking fires caused by fat, oil, or grease should be smothered, not soaked.
The best way to smother a fire is with a fire extinguisher. Only problem is, most folks hide their extinguishers.
They serve no purpose hidden in a closet or in an area where a fire may start, like above a stove. Place it where you can see it and grab it.
Remember, get everyone outside, call the fire department, start your extinguisher, and...
aim the nozzle at the base of the fire, sweeping from side to side, and watch out for a reflash.
Think about it. A public service from UL and this station.
You know the ancient story of the blind men and the elephant? Well, this is not an elephant. It's a murder case. And the people are considering the facts in evidence. And all of them can see. But what are they looking at? Where is the truth? What is the truth? Can truth even exist?
And so, Mr. Ingleside, you'd have this court believe that you picked Mrs. Wilson up in a bar and she invited you to her home.
That's what happened.
The bartender testified that he cannot remember seeing you or Mrs. Wilson that night.
Well, look, the place was jammed. I'm not a regular. How could he remember me?
Well, then really, all we have is your own word. Your word against Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, my word's as good as hers.
Is it? I wonder. That's for the jury to decide.
Dave, you finished rereading all the testimony?
I guess so.
You ready to vote?
No.
Well, then you better be ready to argue.
Argue. There were those who said innocent and those who said guilty. But I couldn't say anything. So I had everybody on my back.
Who are you going to believe? A woman who's respectable, who doesn't have so much as a whisper scandal about her.
I didn't say she was lying.
Let me finish. A woman who plays around. You don't keep it quiet. Somebody knows this talk. There has to be. Now, nobody can prove Mrs. Wilson was of anything than an honest, decent person. But on the other hand, who's a man? A bum.
Well, now, just hold on. Who says he's a bum?
He does. He admits to preying on women.
He's not preying on women. He's only offering a certain service women are willing to pay for.
And that doesn't make him a bum.
Well, even if it does, that's not what he's being tried
for. Let me tell you what happened. He's broke. He was prowling around this wealthy neighborhood. He saw a chance to steal something. So he managed to get into the house. But when he saw her, she aroused
him. How do you know? Were you there?
Nobody was there. We got the evidence.
What evidence? Here you have a sex-starved lady.
Just because he says so?
That's how the arguments went. He said, she said. There were 12 of us in that room. 11 had already decided one way or the other. But I could tell no one was really married to his decision. Somehow, everyone had turned to me. I was the undecided one. For some reason, they believed that when I would finally make up my mind, that would be the right decision. What was I doing here, anyhow? I told Vicky, I told her, damn it, I don't know enough to be on a jury.
David, what do you have to know?
Well, something about law and rules of evidence, that sort of stuff.
No, the lawyers worry about that. The lawyers and the judge. You only have to decide who's telling the truth.
But I'm not qualified to do that.
Oh, you're as qualified as anybody else.
Vicky, I still say I ought to get out of this thing.
All right, go ahead. But I warn you, David, don't you ever complain to me about anything for the rest of your life, about justice, the courts, politics, the government.
Okay, don't make a production out of it.
It is a production, the most important production we have.
I said I would do it. And I did. What do I do now? There was a lot of legal gobbledygook, motions, objections, opinions, rulings. Well, that was all for the lawyers. Vicky was right. All we had to do was decide who was telling the truth. And I couldn't do anything. When I listened to Myra Wilson, I believed her.
I was alone in the house, and I thought I heard a... Who are you?
Shut up.
Don't hurt me.
Calm down.
Do you want silver? We have silver.
Come over here.
No, you don't want me. Why would you want me? I'm a middle-aged woman. Don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you.
Die. I'll die of shame. Let me go.
And when I listened to Howard Ingleside, I believed him. What's your name?
Myra.
Call me Howard.
Howard.
Mm.
Myra and Howard. That would be a new combo. John and Mary. George and Martha. Now, Myra and Howard.
It's got a kind of a ring to it.
What do you do, Howard?
Nothing.
You go to bars and pick up lonely middle-aged ladies?
Beats going on relief.
Always make love to an older woman. She'll be so grateful.
And just as I'd start believing him, I'd see her face again on the stand. The terror as she described...
Let me go. Let me go.
Calm down,
please.
Baby.
Please. My husband, he's on his way home. He carries a gun.
Take it easy,
if he
honey.
Finds you here, he'll kill you.
Now hold still.
Oh, no.
And just as I thought she had me, I remembered the look on his face, the tone in his voice.
Where's friend husband?
Portland.
Maine or Oregon?
They're both the same distance from here.
I'd hate to have friend husband walk in, you know.
You could break friend husband in half. I'm married to Melvin W. Milktoast. Oh, Howard, could you love me?
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Love me, Howard. Love me.
And that's how it went. Back and forth, back and forth. In a crazy kind of way, I knew something like this could very likely happen. I'd even mentioned it to Vicky. It was my last shot before leaving home that day. Vicky, let me tell you why I don't want to be on a jury. Really.
Really? All right, darling. Tell me really.
It's because I'm a sucker.
You can be called many things, but certainly not sucker.
No, what I mean is, I'm a sucker for a good performance. You know me. I sit in a theater and someone up on that stage...
But you won't be in a theater. You'll be in a courtroom.
Well, it's the same thing. I never listen to what they're saying, only to how they say it.
Oh, David, you know as well as I do. The performance has to have truth, or else it just doesn't work.
Now, you can believe that.
I do.
Well, we disagree.
Maybe. But if you believed it, it would open up new horizons to your acting career.
Now, look, let's not get off into that.
Oh, darling, it's part of the same thing. How extremely qualified you are to be a juror.
What makes me qualified?
Look, let me put it on your terms. You just said a courtroom is like a theater, right? All right, now let's assume that's true. Then the trial is a play. The judge, the lawyers, the witnesses, the accuser, the accused, all of them are actors. Oh, honey, trust your instinct.
What instinct?
Your theatrical instinct. No one has a better one. Who has your ability to examine a play and spot the flaws?
No, wait a minute. You make it sound too pat.
Every word spoken at that trial will be recorded. It'll be on a transcript. Transcript. The second part of that word is script. When the performances confuse you, look at the script. Analyze the script. Oh, come on, darling. Nobody's ever fooled you.
You know something? You're going to sell me yet.
David, do it. You need it. For a selfish reason.
Yeah?
Yes. For years now, well, you've lived in the world of artificial drama. Get some new experiences. And get them firsthand. Take a part in a real play.
Wow, when you get wound up...
Oh, you'll thank me, David. You'll see.
But it was not a real play. That is, a real play on the stage. Because a real play on the stage is a work of art. And you know all about art. You yourself told me every great work of art has a tiny flaw... Something to contrast with that perfection. Something that lets you grasp it. It isn't here, Vicky. It isn't here. Sure, I know my theater inside out. All theater begins as a mystery, and every play still has a mystery at the heart of it. When you see a good murder play in the theater, the playwright gives you clues. If you watch it carefully, this beautiful piece of tapestry, you can spot the scene, where and how it was all put together. But here, there is no flaw, no seam. There are 12 of us, and none of us can find it.
That's not true, Dave. We have people here who've made up their minds. You're the only undecided.
Made up their minds on the basis of what?
The evidence.
What evidence? The same evidence has called for 2 different conclusions.
Dave, we have to come to a conclusion. What is it? Are you scared to take a position?
I've been through this transcript.
Oh, well, I know.
Not just once.
Yeah, you can say that again.
There are thousands and thousands of words here. But you know what it all rests on? The last 3 lines of dialogue, when the district attorney wound up his cross-examination of Howard Ingleside. It was his word against Mrs. Wilson's.
That's what it comes down to. That's what everything comes down to. So, how are you going to vote, Dave? You'll swing this jury.
How? If everybody already believes...
Because your belief is stronger.
Why? How do you know?
I can feel it.
You're crazy.
Dave, there's really no evidence. In most murder cases, unless witnesses actually have seen the fellow do it, it all becomes a matter of who tells the better story. Oh, sure, the rest of us, all 11 of us, have decided for or against. You know why?
No. You tell me.
Because of our prejudices. Who we are, how we think, what we would like to be true.
And what do you really think, Mr. Foreman?
I think Howard's telling the truth.
Why?
Maybe I don't care for the look in Mrs. Wilson's eye. Maybe because my son was in the Marines. Maybe because... Well, I wish I were his age again, picking up women.
And that's why he's innocent?
For me. You know why he's guilty for Mrs. Perkins?
I heard what she said. Mrs. Wilson's spotless reputation.
Did you watch her face during the trial? She kept looking at the defendant with... I mean, it was fear. Maybe disgust in her eyes. What was she thinking of? Dave, get us out of here. We believe you. We trust you. We don't know either. We need a leader.
You're the leader.
I'm just a foreman. You're the leader. We trust you.
Why?
It beats me, Dave. But we need your vote. Decide. One way or another.
Suppose I say he's guilty. Suppose I believe it.
We could accept that.
And what if, later, it should turn out he was innocent?
If that's what's bothering you, vote to acquit him.
No. That'd mean I voted for it because I was scared.
Well, then let's find him guilty.
Oh, what a way to administer justice.
Dave, is there a better way?
The truth is, I just don't know.
You want this thing to end in a hung jury? They'll only have to do it again.
Okay, that's the way out.
In other words, you don't have the guts.
It isn't that.
You have a war record. You went. Maybe you didn't like the idea of it, but you went. You did what you had to do.
But it's not the same thing.
Right now, deep down, way down in your heart, you know what you believe. Don't you? Well, Dave, people have to stand up and be counted.
Yeah. You have to stand up and be counted.
Okay. And that's all we need. You want me to call for the vote? Dave?
Yeah. You can call for a vote.
And they voted. And by the end of the day, they were unanimous. And they returned to the courtroom with their verdict. And what was the verdict? Well, what was your verdict? You know everything they knew. You were the rest of the jury. How did you vote? Whichever way, be sure to vote for me, for I shall return shortly.
A lot of folks say the only differences between beers are the names. I know some people who wouldn't like to hear that, because for 100 years, they've been Beechwood aging their beer to give it a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability found in no other beer at any price. Why go to all that extra time and expense? They know. You can tell a great beer when you taste it.
You've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Don Rickles. I'm in the business of making people laugh. It's good to have people laugh. Make them feel happy. I'll tell you who also makes people feel happy. Your YMCA. The whole family can take advantage of the activities at your neighborhood Y. Of course, it's great for kids. Gym and swimming, for instance. The YMCA camps where kids can swim, ride, hike, and learn sports of all kinds. Outdoors in the clean air and sunshine. Support your YMCA. They're in the people business.
Undo it. You got a feeling like you wanna break clean. Are you thinking that you've done everything? Undo it. Undo it. Undo it.
Billie Jean King. I want to talk about the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF's vital task is to prepare millions of today's children to become useful, productive adults in tomorrow's world. If the coming generations can be liberated from the poverty, disease, and ignorance that bind them, the world will be a better place. Help support UNICEF in its enormous job of protecting and training today's children for the challenges of the years to come. Write UNICEF, United Nations, New York 10017 for information.
One person, and only one person, knew the truth. And he was Gerald Wilson. But he was dead. Therefore, we will never really know, will we? But think of so many of the great trials and vital matters of public dispute during the recent past. Is everyone satisfied with the endings? Don't most of us keep asking, did he or didn't he? Was she or wasn't she? Maybe the truth is like quicksilver, elusive, mysterious, impossible to hold. Our cast included Robert Dryden, Russell Horton, Marion Seldes, E.V. Jester, and Robert Maxwell. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The weather outlook for the KIXI listening area. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with partial afternoon clearing. Increasing chance of rain tomorrow night and Thursday. Highs near 60 and lows in the upper 40s. In downtown Seattle, currently it's 53 degrees. The barometer is falling. It reads 30.30.
It's the sound of bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI. Seattle.
And the news next on KIXI. The time now is 11 p.m.
Z.
CBS News, Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter are both campaigning hard in states with big electoral vote counts during the final week of the campaign. Mr. Ford accusing Carter of isolationism. Carter says that's ridiculous. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. One of the president's themes Tuesday was that Jimmy Carter is asking the voters to accept what Mr. Ford calls an untested, untried, and he says potentially dangerous doctrine. He says Carter's foreign policy has a strong flavor of isolationism. Carter countered by calling the charge ridiculous, and he says Mr. Ford knows better. But Carter said he wasn't going to get into a squabble with his opponent during this final week. Detailed accounts of President Ford's campaign schedule are no longer being announced in advance. UPI says it's mostly because the schedule may be subject to last-minute changes if private polls show Mr. Ford is needed in specific areas. However, Wednesday's schedule calls for the president to be in Atlantic City and Philadelphia. He's spending the night in Chicago, as is his opponent, Jimmy Carter. Carter will be campaigning in New York and Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Democratic vice presidential candidate Walter Mondale was stumping heavily populated Pennsylvania Tuesday. Bill Plant has more.
In Philadelphia, the issue was unity. Mondale appeared at a reception with the city's controversial mayor, Frank Rizzo, and at a news conference later, fended off questions about whether Rizzo's support could cost votes among other Democrats.
We have had a lot of experience in the past where we fought each other only to lose. We're together for real reasons. The real reason is to put people back to work, to fight inflation, and get a national program that helps these cities. And that's why we're all together.
Mondale also touched base separately with black Philadelphia Democrats and urged them to get out the vote, then made a brief appearance at the mayor's Democratic dinner. Pennsylvania is considered crucial by both parties, and the Democrats believe that a big turnout here will make the difference in their favor. Bill Plant, CBS News, with the Mondale campaign in Philadelphia.
And we'll have more news after this.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way, Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to say I'll have a glass of Dubonnet. Before a meal by day or night, Dubonnet is always right before, yeah, before.
Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. And whether you call it an apéritif or an appetizer, the proper time to enjoy its distinctive taste is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's a wine that's right for your appetite. Dubonnet before. Made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah.
Product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
Lawyers for former President Nixon say they'll appeal a court ruling Tuesday that portions of the Watergate tapes may be broadcast and made into recordings. Fred Graham has more on the court decision from Washington.
The tapes at issue are the famous White House discussions about Watergate that were played during the cover-up trial of Richard Nixon's top aides. They include the so-called smoking gun discussion between President Nixon and H.R. Haldeman that brought about Mr. Nixon's resignation, and the scene in which White House counsel John Dean said there was a cancer on the presidency. The three major broadcast networks and other broadcasts and recording interests had asked to be permitted to broadcast the tapes and to market recordings of them. But Judge John Sirica said that should wait, at least until the convictions of Mr. Nixon's aides became final. But today the Court of Appeals ruled in a 2-1 decision that the tapes were public records, the same as any other evidence, and could be made public now. Mr. Nixon's attorneys said they may say later today if they will appeal, which could delay the broadcasting of the tapes for several months. If Mr. Nixon does not appeal, there would apparently still be a delay of several weeks before arrangements could be made to distribute and play the tapes. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
The post office is going to begin issuing new stamps for use by bulk mail users. The stamp will go for 7.7 cents, down from 7.9 to reflect a reduction in bulk mail rates. Now this.
live it up, and live longer. That's the message in a special 32-page report based on authoritative medical research. In this report, you'll learn about the 600 variables tested by scientists to discover the secrets of long life and the one factor that counts most. You'll read about the vitamin that's thought to keep the mind young and how diet can help you resist aging. This report was prepared by America's largest health magazine, Prevention, and it's now available without charge to new subscribers. Each month, almost 2 million subscribers look to Prevention for the latest medical findings to help families lead healthier lives. If you'd like to receive Prevention and the free report on living longer, try 12 monthly issues for only $5.85. If you don't like the first, cancel. Keep the first issue. Keep the special report. You owe nothing. Send no money now. Just phone toll-free 800-228-2200. That's 800-228-2200. To receive Prevention and your free report on living longer, call 800-228-2200.
The Board of Trustees of the Teamsters Union largest pension fund will undergo a mass turnover this week. A spokesman says 11 of the 15 present trustees will not be named to a new board when it's formed Friday. David Jackson, CBS News.
KIXI, Seattle, the time, 6 minutes past 11.